New York Mets knuckleball pitcher R.A. Dickey is 37 and an All-Star for the first time. 3 years ago, knuckleball pitcher Tim Wakefield was 42 when he was named an All-Star for the first time. But neither of them surpassed former Kansas City Monarchs pitcher Satchel Paige. In 1952, Paige was 46 when he became an American League All-Star, or led to believe Paige was 46.
According to the family, they found in a Bible that said that he was born in July of 1906, and that is the official date, and it's from the family.
That's Dr. Raymond Doswell, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum curator. So according to the family's account, Paige was 42 when he broke into the big leagues in 1948 with the Cleveland Indians under the ownership of Bill Veeck. But not everyone is sold on that age. One of them who doesn't buy it is his former teammate from the 48 Indians, Eddie Robinson.
That was a nebulous thing. Nobody quite knew how old he really was. And so he could have been, I don't think he could have been any younger, but I think he could have been older than 42 when he joined us.
Robinson says he knew about Paige from his reputation in the Negro Leagues, but didn't see him pitch until he joined the Indians.
He looked 42 age-wise, but he didn't pitch like a 42-year-old.
Paige's pitching turned out to be huge for the Indians down the stretch.
He was a good asset to the team because he helped us win the pennant and the World Series.
In 52, Veeck signed Paige again when he owned the St. Louis Browns. That's when Paige became an All-Star for the first time. Former Detroit Tigers pitcher Virgil Trucks became a teammate of Paige when Trucks was traded to the Browns in 1953. At the age of 47 in 53, Paige was named to the All-Star team a second time. Trucks says it wasn't a fluke.
If he could strike a match and being set at the plate, he could hit that match chip and strike it. He was as good a control as any pitcher I've saw in my life.
Paige was one of 20 from the Negro Leagues who went on to become All-Stars in the major leagues. Their stories are now being told through an exhibit at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, which will become a traveling exhibit. It officially opened Sunday, the day after what is believed to be Satchel Paige's birthday, as Museum President Bob Kendrick recognized.
I have to wish Satchel a happy 106th birthday, or it could have been 116. We don't really know for sure.
Tonight, Satchel Paige's daughter, Linda Paige, will sit in the Buck O'Neill seat at Kauffman Stadium for the 83rd All-Star Game. Greg Eklund, KCUR News.